Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
When the guy's not at press conferences, on the sideline, or in the locker room, he's with us on KNBR. Here's NBC Sports Bay Area's Matt Maiocco bringing the latest Niner news to Tolbert and Copes.
Sponsored by UCSF Health, redefining health.
On the Sports Leader.
We talk to Matt Maiocco every week, usually on Mondays. We'll do it today on a Tuesday following the Niners' win over the LA Rams last night at Levi's Stadium, 24-9. Matt Maiocco was on hand. He joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's going on, Matt? How are you?
I'm doing well, although I'm more confused than usual because after yesterday, I keep thinking that today is Monday. And so I've caught myself thinking, hey, who's playing on Monday Night Football tonight? But it's a Tuesday.
Who's on Tuesday? It's not COVID, so there's no Tuesday night football either.
Are we doing Abbott Costello bids here now?
Something like that. Yeah.
And that's great, though.
And also, I appear with you guys every Monday,
yep. So
I have good reason to think that today is Monday.
Just think, Saturday's going to get here before you think it's going to get here. How great is that going to be?
That will be awesome, yes.
Get on that flight to Carolina.
Get on the flight to Carolina and then make that drive to West Virginia for the week and then back down to Atlanta. Won't have to make my bed at all this next week.
Do you have a commuter buddy for the drive?
Yeah, I'm going to actually, I think three of us are going to do it. Jennifer Lee Chan and Cam Inman and Matt Barrows. We're just going to take the South by storm.
Look at you.
Wow. You sound like I can name a general, but I'll forget it.
name a general.
William Tecumseh Sherman?
Yeah. Either or. I had a few I could choose. Yeah. This defense obviously is the story. And the one thing that just jumps out at me with the star turn of Hufanga is, and then they still got Jimmy Ward coming back, there's not a weakness. I don't, last year is a good defense. But you can attack the corners for most of the season, and this year you cannot. And the back end is taken care of. I don't know where you go. Like I was telling Dante Whitner, Matt, I think you're gonna have to fool this team to consistently move the ball on them, because I don't think you can just count on execution against this team, because their personnel is gonna be better than your personnel way more times. Than not. That's the thing that jumps out at me, is just looking at it all three levels. Like, geez, who do you try to attack?
Yeah, I would say here's where I'm at with their defense, is that it kind of has come to the forefront of my mind that I always thought that the defensive line was the strength of the team. Mm-hmm. And of course, the way that it's playing, it does still appear that way. But I almost think that maybe I'm really shortchanging the defensive line, but you look at Nick Bosa, he is an absolute superstar. I mean, he is just crushing it. But, their second best defensive lineman is Eric Armstead. He's been injured when he was out there. It's pretty clear he wasn't 100%. But, other than those two, you have a bunch of guys who certainly aren't household names and aren't superstars, but they just have so many of those guys that there is no drop off from basically, two or three to 10. And so they can constantly bring fresh guys in. And after the first three games, I thought, you know what? I'm not sure the defensive line is as good as it looks, because I don't think they were going up against very good offenses. And yesterday was a little bit skewed too. The Rams obviously have a very good offense, but their offensive line is in a sorry shape. I think they're not a great offensive line when everybody's healthy, and now you have all those injuries. So I think I'm probably shortchanging the defensive line a little bit there, but now I look at it and I go, you know what? We already knew the linebackers were solid, and even the injury to Aziz Alshire, it doesn't help. But I think they're still in pretty good shape there. They didn't even have to use a third linebacker last night because they were in nickel the whole game. But the secondary, it really looks good. And I had an inkling in training camp it was going to be a pretty good unit. I didn't know it was going to be this good, especially the way Hufanga's playing and the way Gibson has stepped in. But then you mentioned it. I mean, Jason Verrett is coming back. Jimmy Ward is coming back. Yeah. And so now, you know, a year ago, every Monday I would get on with you guys and we'd talk about, like, who's good enough to play cornerback for this mm-hmm. team? Like, they don't have anybody. You know, there's Josh Norman with his, you know, 2 30-yard pass interference calls per game, and just it just wasn't good. And now the conversation is, oh my gosh, which of these really good players are they going to have to sit? Because mm-hmm. you know, I would think, you know, when Jimmy Ward's healthy, he's going to get his job, which means now they have, you know, three really high level, I think, starting safety types. And then when Jason Verrett comes back, you know, I'm not sure exactly how they're going to work him in, but I mean, what a great insurance policy to have Jason Verrett, who a year ago, remember how, you know, week one when he went down is like, well, there goes their lockdown corner. Yeah. You know, that's yep. pretty much now the issue is, I mean, they were just trying to make it through the season with whoever they could get off the street, stick him out on the field and see what they could do. So they're in a really good position, not only from a high-level skill standpoint, but also depth with that defensive backfield.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Talking to Matt Maiocco on the UMA Guest Line. We do it every week, usually on Mondays. Today on a Tuesday, any surprise for you? I mean, we talked about it before the game on the pregame show yesterday, but any surprise that Jeff Wilson Jr., the only running back to take a carry? I know Debo had a couple, and Kyle Juszczyk had one, but I think we both thought that we'd see maybe some Tevin Coleman, maybe some Jordan Mason. It was only Jeff Wilson last night.
Yeah, that did surprise me a little bit, but I didn't think it was going to be like a lot of carries for those guys you mentioned, but I would have thought there would have been one or two. I did have an inkling, though, that they weren't going to be able to, you know, run the ball as many times, just the volume that they ran last year. I think we talked about that on the mm-hmm. pregame show where, you know, a year ago when these teams met and the 49ers were scuffling along, you know, Kyle Shanahan said, we're going to run 40 times, and they ended up running 44. I just think with the backfield situation and maybe more to the point, the offensive line situation, you know, they weren't going to do that. They were going to have to throw the ball, be more of a 50-50 split, run and pass, and throw more on first downs. And that's exactly what they did. But I thought that, you know, it's not easy playing offensive line for this team, and especially in the running game, because, you know, you have Aaron Banks and Jake Brendel and Spencer Burford. Last night, Brunskill gets in there a little bit at right guard. But there's a lot of complexities to that run game. I mean, I was in the press box after Jeff Wilson's touchdown run, and it took me like 20 replays consecutive to figure out, you know, which offensive linemen and which, you know, guys on the edge were making which blocks, because, you know, you have guys going every which direction. And you watch that thing and you're amazed at just how the pieces have to fit. And one misstep, you know, one missed assignment, one guy just a tick off, and that plays probably, you know, a 1 or 2 yard gain instead of a 32-yard touchdown run.
Just to swing back to the defensive backfield again, we know Jimmy Ward can play nickel. Mm-hmm. Can Verrett play nickel? Do you see nickel in one of their futures? Because I'm with you. It's almost like they have an embarrassment of riches now, which is a far cry from where they were last year. But how do you Who Lenore was playing nickel, I think, last night. Yeah. So who do they put in the nickel spot?
That's a great question, and I don't know that, you know, at this point I'm almost thinking, you know, why change it up? Now I think, you know, Ward gets his job back when he's ready. Verrett has played nickel, but I think mostly he's been on the outside since he's been with the 49ers. And so I just don't know how much moving parts you want in there. And I mean, frankly, though, I didn't think Samuel Womack was playing all that poorly. And then the next thing you know, it's Lenore taking over that job based on how he practiced. So, I mean, I know they always say it's a nice, you know, problem to have, you know, which guys to play, which guys who are playing well to take out of the lineup, which guys who they know are good players to keep on the sideline. I don't know, with Verrett, if he's not a starter, you know, if you don't start, you have to play special teams. And I just don't know that they'd want Jason Verrett out there playing much on special teams. So they might just kind of keep him in their back pocket a little bit and get him up to speed, figuring at some point that they're going to need a third cornerback. And then at that point, he would be the most likely guy to go in. But, you know, Jimmy Ward, I remember, you know, a couple of years ago where Kyle Shanahan was telling me that he felt Jimmy Ward was the second best cover guy on the team. Actually, it might have been last year before the season started, or maybe the year before. He said he thought that Ward was the second best cover guy on the team behind Jason Verrett. So those are a couple of guys who a couple of years ago and up until, you know, this season have been their two best cover guys. So Ward does have experience playing nickel back. I just don't know how much they want to kind of mess with success and create more moving parts, though.
Matt, always appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the stay down in the South, the deep South, as they would say in Little Nicky. Anyway, enjoy.
All right. I do hope I come back home, and I you know, who knows what happens when you travel into the South. So hopefully we'll be talking to each other face-to-face sometime soon.
Who knows what happens when you travel to the South?
Where are you going? Tijuana? You're going to there. Jeez.
See, sort of eerie.
Find some good beer while you're there.
Yeah, definitely.
I will definitely do that.
We will get
any
some.
Any place that's playing dueling banjos, I'll know to run the other way.
Perfect. Oh, dude, no, we're not going there. Stay off a raft. Stay off a river. We don't need any of that, dude. Oh, man. All right. Have a safe trip, dude. We'll talk to you later, man.
See you, Matt.
All right, gentlemen. Okay, take care.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.